All right, let's welcome in our next guest. We've got Midview head coach Jim Bramnick joining us. Coach, we appreciate the time. And, boy, looking at what you guys have coming back on paper, you've got to be really excited about your team this season.
Yeah, first, thank you for having me on. This is awesome. Really appreciate it. But, yeah, I love our guys. I got just a great group of kids, you know, win or lose with the guys we have. I thoroughly enjoy going to practice with them, and they're just super kids.
Well, taking a look at what you have, I mean, you've got a little bit of everything coming back. Marcel Young leading the charge in the backcourt. Nico Vidal, of course, had a real nice season for you guys coming off the bench. He provided some scoring, some spark off the bench for you. And, of course, anybody who follows Lorain County basketball knows the name Johnny Manning and just how great he was at stuffing the stat sheet a year ago. Examining these three individuals, where do you think they have grown the most over the course of the offseason?
Yeah, you know, they were our leaders last year. Johnny and Marcel were captains for us last year, and they're going to be captains for us again this year. And where I think they've grown the most is Marcel, and I think he really understands what we're trying to do and what we want him to do. An example of that is we had another kid travel in a scrimmage the other day, and I ended up yelling at Marcel because he didn't get us in the right spot. And so that just comes with being the point guard. All three of them have grown, and like I said, super kids.
How does Tyler Dawson complement some of those names you've just talked about?
Yeah, Tyler.
How does he fit in? What's he bring?
Tyler's really—he's really a solid player. He's a heady player. He's really smart. He understands the game a ton. He could really shoot it. He's our backup point guard, and he'll be helping Marcel out in the backcourt. Like I said, how smart he was. He's another kid that really just knows our offense.
How about some of the newcomers? You've listed a few here as guys you hope can make an impact this year. Who are some of these newcomers that have made an impact, at least in the early stages of practice?
Yeah, well, Aiden Gregory has really stood out to me. Coming off of last season, Aiden's only a sophomore right now. We kind of figured Aiden to be a JV kid, maybe a varsity kid if you really worked at it. And Aiden went from like 5'10 to like 6'3". And he really, like another really smart kid, and he can really shoot the basketball, and he's probably our second best rebounder right now, and he really bought into what we're trying to do and really worked at it in the off season, and we can't say enough good things about what Aiden's done so far.
Do you like at least the look of this year's team and its ability to break pressure defenses? I mean, is that an area that you can get better than you did last year?
Yeah, and no, it starts with our point guard. It starts with Marcel, I think. Marcel's been doing it for a few years now, and he knows what we're trying to do. And then Johnny Manning's able to handle the ball. He kind of does everything for us. I really think we can handle some pressure this year.
Seems like there's a great deal of balance, at least within the skill set of the roster that you've assembled so far. Is that fair to assess?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we got a nice point guard. We got some guys who can shoot it. And then obviously Johnny can kind of do everything for us as our big guy. So we kind of got guys in spots, and we feel that we got threats everywhere on the floor.
Offensively in the paint, do you think Johnny Manning has the best prowess of any big man in the league?
I do. I think
he is so silky smooth in the key.
Yeah, he's phenomenal, you know, and I've never seen a kid practice offensive rebounding. And the other day in the gym, he was having I think it was him and Nico, where Nico was shooting and Johnny was getting the offensive rebounds when he would miss and put them back in. I've never seen a kid practice offensive rebounding like Johnny
does. Good Lord,
you
got to respect that,
awesome.
Huh?
Yeah.
In the game of basketball, a high school kid practicing rebounding. Oh, perish the thought.
I love it. I love it. We can't say enough good things about him.
Seems like that's the kind of thing that would trickle down to the rest of the program, not necessarily just the rest of the guys in the varsity roster, but the JV roster as well. When they see Johnny Manning doing that, I think it makes it pretty easy to follow suit.
Yeah, you know, when your best player is your hardest worker and your best leader, that's nothing but positive things for the program. When they see Johnny coming in at 6:30 in the morning, 6 in the morning, and getting up shots, and there's a reason why he's had the success that he's had, and it definitely shows throughout the program, and that's why I think we're at where we're at with some of our younger guys that are stepping up. The kids like Aiden Gregory and the kids like Tyler Dawson is because of the example that Johnny has set over the last 4 years.
Wait, we ask a lot of coaches this question just because at this stage of the process, everybody's excited. You know, everybody thinks they've got a really good chance going into the beginning of the year. What are your expectations of the SWC? Because it really feels like this year it is wide open.
Yeah, it's wide open. And, you know, We think we got as good a shot as anybody, but that's not really what we're worried about right now. You know, we just came off our scrimmage schedule. We're worried about Keystone. You know, Keystone has a lot to offer, and we got them. We got four practices left before we play Keystone. But as for the league, you know, you got a ton of good teams. I mean, I think it starts with Olmsted Falls and Lakewood. Again, I know they've lost a lot of guys, but they've been really good the past few years, and we don't see that changing. So if we want to win the league, those are kind of teams that we got to go through. And but everybody, Avon Lake, Berea, and North Olmsted, Amherst, North Ridgeville, everybody can play.
If we were to make a television reality show with any one of your players, who would be the best fit if we casted that role?
I'm going to go with KJ Moy.
Really? Why yeah. is that? This ought to be good.
I mean, just an example today at practice. I think he fell over like four times without even being touched.
Oh boy!
He's just a funny kid. He's a good kid. He's a little bit goofy and he knows that. But awesome kid. But I think that would probably be the best reality show is following around KJ.
Going to the opposite end of the spectrum, we can't let you loose here, Coach, without talking about the DeFranco Memorial Tournament coming up next week. We of course will be there. We will call all six games, five on the boys' side, one on the girls' side. And I know that's going to be such a special moment in the community, you know, remembering Troy.
Yeah.
And that tournament certainly has taken on a totally different meaning this year. You know, you guys are capping it off, as you mentioned, against Keystone at the very end of the night. Just your thoughts on that whole night and what that all encompasses this year especially.
Yeah, you know, that tournament has always meant something. Talking to Troy, like, Troy talked about his dad all the time. And that tournament meant so much to him. And that's why even when Troy stepped down as coach, we continued to have it because of how much it meant to him and kind of the groundwork that Troy laid for the tournament and for the meaning of the tournament. And now, obviously, it has an additional meaning. I shouldn't say a different meaning. Meaning still because Troy represented everything that it's about. It's sportsmanship, integrity. And what Troy has done, what Troy has done for me is I can't even put into words, you know. Still think about Troy every single day when you're walking through the halls, when you walk onto the court. What he means is he just always did the right thing, and it's going to be a special day on Wednesday. Just everything that's going to come out of it, and the scholarship that the tournament represents is just going to be awesome. It's going to be awesome to all be there and have six different games and 12 teams and all the fans and all the funds that are going to go towards that scholarship will definitely be significant.
No question about it. Well, Coach Bramnick, we appreciate the time as always, and we'll see you out at the gym next Wednesday. You guys are hosting a pretty full day of basketball next Wednesday, so it'll be a lot of fun. Coach, we appreciate you joining us.
Thank you, guys. Thanks for having me on.